From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. Defense Secretary Robert Gates says Iran is in what he calls a very bad spot after it was revealed that it's building an underground uranium enrichment facility.
It's no wonder that world leaders think that they have ulterior motives, that they have a plan to go forward with nuclear weapons. Otherwise, why would they do all this in such a deceptive manner?
Gates told ABC's This Week that Iran could face severe additional sanctions over the facility. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has demanded what he called crippling sanctions on Iran following the discovery of the facility, Linda Gradstein reports.
Senior Israeli officials said that Netanyahu spoke with senior members of the House and Senate, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, over the weekend, and said that more action must be taken to increase pressure on Iran and to impose crippling sanctions on the country. Netanyahu has repeatedly said that a nuclear Iran would be unacceptable for Israel, and that Israel would do whatever necessary, including a military strike, to stop that from happening. Israeli media reports said that Israeli intelligence knew about the facility for enrichment of uranium in Qom and that Israel took part in gathering intelligence on the facility. For NPR News, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
Iran responded to all of the international condemnation by carrying out military drills today that included test-firing short-range missiles. Iran says the drills were successful and warned it would respond to any military action in what it called a crushing manner. The moves come ahead of a meeting this Thursday in Geneva with diplomats from Iran, the U.S., China, Russia, France, and Germany. Secretary Gates says it's a mistake to set a deadline to end U.S. military operations in Afghanistan and says a defeat in that country would be disastrous for the U.S. President Obama's national security adviser says the president has set no deadline for deciding a new strategy in Afghanistan or for committing more U.S. troops to the war effort. Retired General James Jones made the comment in an interview with The Washington Post. NPR's Craig Windham has more.
Jones said the president has scheduled at least 5 meetings over the coming weeks to take a new look at strategy in Afghanistan and Pakistan. The commander of U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan, General Stanley McChrystal, has said he needs more troops there within the next year or the mission will likely fail. The Post cites sources as saying McChrystal will ask for at least 10,000 more troops and perhaps several times that number. But Jones told the Post the bumper sticker at the White House is strategy before resources. He said it's possible that a change in strategy might prompt the general to revise his troop request. When asked why al-Qaeda, which is holed up in sanctuaries in Pakistan, would want to return to Afghanistan, where more than 100,000 U.S. and NATO troops are deployed, Jones replied, "That's one of the questions that will be discussed." Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. officials released 3 detainees from Guantanamo Bay today. This is NPR. Organizers of the Zurich Film Festival say Swiss police have arrested film director Roman Polanski on charges dating back to 1978. The arrest was made at the request of U.S. authorities. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
Roman Polanski's life as a fugitive appears to be over, but not in the way he had hoped. In 1977, Polanski pleaded guilty to having had unlawful sex with a 13-year-old girl. A year later, he fled California. He has not returned to the United States since then, fearing arrest. But the law has finally caught up with the 76-year-old film director. On Saturday, he was taken into custody on a 31-year-old U.S. arrest warrant in Zurich, where he was due to receive an award at the film festival. In July, Polanski asked a California appeals court to overturn a judge's refusal to consider his request to throw out the 1977 case. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
It's election day in Germany. Voters are deciding whether to give Chancellor Angela Merkel a second term or support her main rival, Frank-Walter Steinmeier. He leads the Social Democrats. The gap between the two has narrowed in the final weeks. The latest polls indicate Merkel and her center-right Christian Democratic Party will likely win. But it's unclear if the win will be enough for Merkel to ditch her partnership with Social Democrats. The government of Jordan says it's asking the U.S. for more information about a Texas terror investigation involving a Jordanian citizen. Government spokesman Nabil al-Sharif says the Jordanian embassy in Washington has been in contact with the U.S. Senate and Justice Departments over the case. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.